Donald Trump just made a bellicose speech saying that he's not certifying the Iran deal. He's decertifying it, not completely ending it, but giving Congress the chance to impose new sanctions on Iran that would destroy the deal. And he also just threatened that he could personally tear up the deal at any moment. So once again, Trump is giving us this extremely kind of paranoid and hostile approach to world affairs. We've seen this repeatedly with his exaggerated talk, his threats to North Korea, and now he's threatening Iran. And of course, in this case, we have a situation very unlike the one in North Korea. Regarding Iran, this non-existent Iranian nuclear weapons problem, it's non-existent because there are no such weapons, and Iran does not have a program to create them. Its official policy is, in fact, to avoid weapons of mass destruction. That's been in the Iranian, essentially, its constitution or what its guiding program since the Islamic Republic was created under Imam Khomeini, who specifically did outlaw these weapons of mass destruction and refused to allow Iran to retaliate in kind when it was under attack from chemical weapons from Iraq. So Iran is really the last country in the world that's a problem, but it is a problem to Israel in other ways, not because it has any WMD. Israel is bristling with those, but because Iran tells the truth about Zionism and reflects the opinions and views of the vast majority of people in the Middle East about Zionism, which is that Zionism has to end and Palestine has to be liberated. So that's the real issue here. And Trump's extreme hostility towards Iran, which is all based on this non-existent problem around nuclear weapons, is really a reflection of the fact that Netanyahu controls Trump's White House. Netanyahu has his hooks in Trump in a number of ways, through Trump's son-in-law Kushner. Kissinger is apparently in the camp of Netanyahu and the other 9/11 perpetrators, that is the people who staged the Zionist coup d'etat in 2001. And Trump tells us that he first decided to run for president precisely because he wanted to tear up the Iran deal because it was such a supposedly bad deal. He said that on a number of occasions. What that really means is that the Netanyahu people put him up to running for president for that reason and hammered that issue home to him. So this is a real problem for the world, and the rest of the world supports this Iran nuclear deal, even though it was addressing a non-existent problem. It was a triumph of diplomacy in that it calmed tensions and opened up trade and put the world on a path to normalizing relations with the Islamic Republic. The rest of the world loves that. So it's only Israel that doesn't. And Israel is imposing its will on the United States through its captive president, who is a frontman for the mafia, the Kosher Nostra, the biggest force in organized crime, the ethnically Jewish Zionist mafia that Trump has been a part of through his whole career. He's a money launderer whose hotels and gambling establishments are fronts for money laundering, and he's worked for these people with Meyer Lansky-related operation since he was first put into business by Roy Cohn, the godfather of New York. So it's not surprising what we're seeing here, but I can't believe that the rest of the world and the adults in the room here in the United States are going to let Trump and his puppet master Netanyahu get away with destabilizing the world and stirring up the possibility of a huge war in the Middle East simply because Netanyahu is on this extreme path towards a big war to finish the ethnic cleansing of Palestine. That's what he really wants. It's just a disgrace that the United States has been captured by these extremist lunatics, and I don't know how it's all going to end, but it certainly is a tragic and interesting spectacle.